Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of being in privacy with a strange woman, in some type of seclusion, some type of privacy with a strange woman. This is not permissible in Islam. Unnecessarily a person happens to put himself in this situation where he is in privacy with a strange woman. This is not permissible. And we explain that nowadays it has gone even to this virtual privacy, where a person is chatting with a woman also. He is in a kind of privacy with her, in the sense that he is having a private chat with her. So this also is something that is not permissible unnecessarily. Why does a person need to put himself in this situation? Today we do a situation, or we do a hadith that got to do with respect. Respect is such a thing in our Shariat, in our Deen. It's extremely important. When a person has got respect in his life, he may not have too much as far as the dunya is concerned. He may not have too much as far as ilm is concerned. He may not have too much as far as worldly respect is concerned. But if he's got respect and adab in his life, he's got etiquette in his life, he's got that morals and adab in his life, he can progress faster than a spaceship that is being launched into space. Faster than that, this person can rise up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause this person to progress, because he's got adab, he's got etiquette, he's got respect in his life. But on the other hand, a person can have all the knowledge in the world, can have all the wealth in the world, can have all the popularity in the world, but he doesn't have respect, he doesn't have adab. And faster than a aircraft in vertical free fall, this person will fall. Allah Pak will cause him to fall. So one of the stepping stones to inhitat, to falling, is having disrespect. You see, there was a one pious person. Somebody had seen him in a dream that his maqam was inda maq'adi siddiqin. That he had a very high maqam, very where the malaika, the special malaika's maqam was, this person had a maqam like that. So one person decided that, let me spend time in the company of this sheikh. It seems that he's got a very high maqam. So when he came there, he spent some time. But one thing he noticed, that this person's wife had a very sharp tongue. That if anything she had to say, she would say something, but very bluntly to him, as though we are respecting him as our sheikh. But between him and her, she would speak anyhow. And this was something that was hurting him. So one day he came and he told his sheikh, he said, listen to me. He said, if there's any mahar that is still outstanding on your nikah, I will take it upon myself. Now don't keep this woman in your nikah. I can't tolerate the way she is speaking to you. So the sheikh said, you know, I didn't want to tell you, but the dream that you had, that Allah Pak had given me such a high maqam, such a high stage, was on account of me tolerating the sharp tongue of my wife. That because of me making sabr of this, Allah Pak had given me that maqam, not because of anything else. So I just had respected this woman that Allah Pak had given me in marriage. I showed that level of respect. Allah Pak had given me that maqam because of this woman. And on the other hand, there was one person that he, in the time of Maulana Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, what had happened was, Maulana had given a ruling. This, you'd get two types of crows. One type of crow, it eats both meat. In other words, it is a predator. It eats meat. And another type of crow you get that doesn't eat meat. It lives just on anything else besides meat. So it's not a predator. So he had given a ruling like that, that this type of crow is halal to eat. The one that doesn't eat meat, the one that is not a predator. So one person, he was a pious person, very well-to-do as far as his ruhaniyat is concerned. When he heard this, he just made a statement of disrespect. He said, "Aaj kawwa ko halal kiya, kal wo cheel ko halal karenge." Today these people have made crow halal to eat, tomorrow they're going to make an eagle halal to eat also. Just out of disrespect, he said the statement. And then immediately he noticed that that nisbat that he had, that contact that he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that contact was completely broken. No more contact. Now that namaz of his, that tilawat of his, that zikr of his was completely distant. There was no feeling in it. He was losing that. So he understood that there's something that I may have done wrong, but he didn't know what it was. So he went from alim to alim to find out that what is it suddenly I'm noticing, a complete disconnect between myself and the taluk that I had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one buzruk had told him that perhaps you used your tongue incorrectly. You said some word of disrespect against some pious person. So he thought to himself and he said, yes, I did. I said against Maulana Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, when he said that the crow is halal to eat. So he said, this buzruk told him, then go and ask him for maaf. So he made it a point of going to Gangor. He went there and he said, Hazrat, this is what I did. I came to ask you for maaf. Now these great people, he just smiled it off. Mal Gangor Rahmat just smiled. He said, sab maaf, dil saaf. There's nothing for me to make maaf. Even if you said it, I don't take anything to heart. But doesn't matter. Everything is maaf. He says, from that point onwards, immediately that contact that I had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was restored. So it shows us that adab and respect is something that is extremely important. So anyway, today's hadith is speaking about the adab and respect you have for a woman whose husband is gone out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The husband is gone out in the path of Allah. This woman is left back here at the mercy of those people that are around her. So how much respect should be shown to this woman also? It doesn't matter, doesn't mean husband is gone out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in our context, it would mean maybe a person who's, a woman whose husband is gone in Jamaat, or a woman that whose husband is gone, for example, for Hajj, or he's gone out for some dini khidmat. Now, how much we should respect that woman? And if she is not respected, what are the consequences? Today's hadith is describing this. وعن بريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حرمة نساء المجاهدين على القائدين كحرمة أمهاتهم ما من رجل من القائدين يخلف رجلا من المجاهدين في أهله فيخونه فيهم إلا وقف له يوم القيامة فيأخذ من حسناته ما شاء حتى يرضى ثم التفت إلينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ما ظنكم رواه مسلم. Hazrat Buraida radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the sanctity of the wives of those who go out in jihad with respect to those who stay behind is like the sanctity of their own mothers. What this means is like how a person respects and how the honor of a person's mother is. Like that somebody's wife is whose husband is gone out in the path of Allah. Such high respect she's supposed to have like your own mother. In other words, such great respect and care should be taken of these type of people. How you would respect your mother, you won't make any type of advances to your mother, you won't try and make any kind of loose statements or any type of disrespect to your mother, like that this woman whose husband is gone out in the path of Allah, she needs to be respected like how your mother would be respected. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any man who stays behind looking after the family of the mujahid and betrays him regarding them. So some man that is behind, this woman's husband is gone, but this person now betrays that man who's gone out. In other words, he makes some advances against this person's wife. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he betrays him regarding them will be made to stand before that mujahid on the day of Qiyamah, and he will take as many good deeds from him as he likes until he is pleased. So now this person who betrayed him, he'll be made to stand in front of this mujahid who went out in the path of Allah. He'll stand in front of him and he can take as many good deeds as he wants. Can you imagine that you're free to take whatever you want to do? He's like a person who's got millions and another man is told that you can take as much of this person's money as you want. There'll be no account against you. Take and enjoy yourself. You think that person will leave anything behind? So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he will take as many good deeds as he likes until he is pleased. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then turned towards us and he said, what do you think about that? What do you think about that? Now ulama explained that this has about three meanings. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what do you think about that? There's this man standing in front. This other mujahid now has got a free take of all his good deeds. What do you think about that? Ulama give three explanations. In other words, do you think that the mujahid will leave any of that man's good deeds? He's got an opportunity. Take this person, he deceived you as far as your wife is concerned when you've gone out. Do you think he'll leave? So that first explanation, do you think that he'll leave any good deeds of that person? The next is, do you think that this is the only rank and status that mujahid will enjoy? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you think this is the only maqam he'll enjoy that he can take? No, in other words, there's much more that this person will now enjoy. Number three, do you doubt the mujahid receiving this recompense? If you do not doubt it, then abstain from the sin at all costs. In other words, do you doubt that Allah Pak will give him this reward? If you don't doubt it, then stay away from this guna. So here we see how serious it is to disrespect and take away the adab and respect of somebody's family when they are gone out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq of appreciating and taking care of every aspect of our deen. So beautiful our deen is. It shows us everything. We did different chapters up till now. How a person should enter the masjid, how he should leave the masjid, how he should wear his clothes, how he should eat, how he should drink, how he should live with his family, how he should interact with his business partners, how he should live with his neighbors, how this, to such an extent that how a person should go to the toilet, how he should come out of the toilet, how he should clean himself in the toilet, how he should take ghusl. Every single thing is explained to us in our deen. Such a beautiful deen that we have not been left as yatim. Now we have to start thinking to ourselves that what must I do? The Shariat doesn't give me any direction. In other words, every area of our deen and every area of our lives, we've got some direction. Now the thing is, we've got to put application. One is to have the knowledge, the next is the application. Allah subhanAllah give us the tawfiq of having the correct knowledge and putting in the correct application. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.